I'd like to talk to you a few moments before we begin our service. Can have everybody's attention. The sheet that I passed out to you is a two-part sheet. The first part is for what we're going to be doing this morning. And then the second part is for the worship service. So you might want to hold on to it. Not throw it away. We will be using it for both services. So, but the first, which is Resurrection Sunday, we're going to be going through, and we're hopeful that this service will be one that you're lifted up in spirit and that you would just reflect upon the resurrection at this time.
Thank you. Remember now. Today's the day we come to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. And when I was first saved, which has been about 30 years ago now, I thought, I'm going to see Jesus return. I'm going to see that second coming. I know I'm going to do that reverse gravity thing. Well, the older I get, the more I think, well, maybe I'm not going to do that. Maybe I'm going to die first. But that's okay, too, because I know that Jesus is coming back. And in John 14, 2 and 3, it says, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you." And he says he goes to prepare a place for us, and he's going to come again. So we have that assurance that Jesus is coming again. And in Hebrews 7:28, it says, "So Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, shall appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin to those who eagerly await him." Well, I think that eagerly awaiting him is the key there, because we do, you know, say, "Come quickly." And as Revelations tells us the story of his return, I think that we are all looking for that day. And John was called the beloved one. And in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." Well, the world, that's me and you. And we are his beloved. And that is just an awesome thought, to think that the God of this universe came to die so that I could come to be with him. And that's what I'm going to sing about today.
Among men, my
could not hold him. The grave could not keep him from rising again. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he just
attracts you to music? Is it the songs, the song, you know, the music, the, you know, is it the lyrics? For me, it's most of the time it's the lyrics. I look at a I'll hear a piece of music, and it just so happens the song that Tay just sang, I heard that a while back on the radio, and I'm saying, you know, that sounds familiar, because I remember it as an old hymn called One Day, you know. It's just the way, but the way it was written, it just, it, you know, the words, it just, you know, they just rang out. The piece they sang this morning at the Sunrise service was the same thing. It's just the words attracted me. Knowing that when Christ comes back, all pain, all suffering, all death, all crying, it's going to be gone. The song that I'm going to sing this morning, all right, I came to be a Christian. I came to Christ at 9 years old, 55 years ago. And it's probably longer than most of you have been alive. But, you know, and there's another song that I like that I sing. It's called Still the Cross. It says, some may say it's mad religion. Sometimes it's just ancient history, right? That there's no reason for the Bible. But this call, it says, it's entitled, the song I'm going to sing now is called I Believe in the Hill Called Mount Calvary. And it's still good today. It's still, this is what resonated with me when I heard this, was the fact that it reminded me, and every time that I've sung it, it reminds me, right, that hill was there. It's still there, right? You know, you can go to Jerusalem, you can go to Israel today, and you probably could find it. It's still there, right? You know, and it still is meaningful. It still means something, not just a hill in the outside the city, right? You know, okay, yeah, it's a nice little hill out there. It's all old. It's got old stuff on it, but still means something. It means, right, that Christ, that our Savior, that Christ went to the cross. He suffered immensely and died for us. But the thing that's really neat, right, is the fact that, like he says, he didn't stay dead. Because, you know, if he hadn't risen from the grave, we of all are the most to be pitied, because we believe it. But he did it. He did it. Hey, I can tell you right now, there's archaeologists that are just scouring that place, looking for him, looking for that body, looking for the bones to say, see, he didn't come out of the grave. But they can't find him. They cannot find him anywhere. He did what he said he was going to do. He rose again. And quick reflexes. He did what he said he was going to do. He rose, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, waiting for us, getting ready for us.
I believe in a hill.
and time has surrendered, and earth is no more. I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I believe that this life with its great mysteries surely someday will come to an end. Oh, but faith has conquered the darkness and death, and will lead me at last to my friend. And I believe that the Christ who was slain on that cross has the power to change lives today. For he changed me completely, and a new life is mine, and that is why at the cross I will stay. And I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross.
You know, I praise the Lord every day that I get an opportunity to share the wonderful transformation that God can do in a life and what he's been doing in my life. And as I was sharing earlier this morning, that one of the greatest desires of my heart is to hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant," to stand before my Lord and see him face to face. Words cannot describe how much I long for that. The song I'm about to sing is one that gives me a great deal of hope, because Jesus is not dead. He arose. He's alive. And because he's alive, I have hope that one day I will rise. If this body crumbles, which it is crumbling daily, I get reminded of that. And I remember thinking when I was in my early 20s, I'm not even going to see 40. God's going to come back before I turn 40. That was a few years ago that I turned 40, by the way. But I tell you, just as this song portrays the Father raising his Son, one day, if you leave this earth, if you have put your trust in Jesus Christ, in him alone, not in something you've done, not in something that you think you might do in the future, or anything of the sort, if you have put your trust in what he has done for you, one day Christ will rise you, because he's the first, and then we'll follow him. I look so forward to that day. It's exciting. And I love what Ray said. If he didn't, we're the most to be pitied. You know what I'm saying? Because we're following something that didn't happen. Please. We have great hope because of his resurrection. This song portrays that in a way that I hope that you find moving and stirring in your heart.
Thank you.
word was heard at the tomb that day. Just the shuffling of soldiers' feet as they guarded the grave. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days had passed. Could it be that Jesus had breathed his last? Could it be that the Father had forsaken him, turned his back on his Son, despising our sin? All hell seemed to whisper, just forget it. The Father looked down from his throne and said, "Arise, my love, arise, my love, the grave no longer has a hold on you, no more death. More suffering, arise, arise." The earth trembled, and the tomb began to shake, when like lightning from heaven, stone rolled away. The guards, they just stood there. They stood there in fright as the power of love displayed its might. And suddenly a melody filled the air, riding wings of wind. It was everywhere. The words of creation had been longing to hear the sweet sound of victory so loud and clear. Arise, my love.
Defeated, the grave could not hold the king. Arise, my love, arise, my love, the grave no longer has a hold on you, no more death.
Saying the tomb is empty.
He is alive, he is alive.
Just when it seemed everything was lost, and the
Somebody said not to fear because He is alive again.
How could it be when we saw Him dying?
He is alive, He is alive.
Yet His disciples are testifying.
If you doubt today, He is alive again. He's alive. He's alive. The grave could not keep its hold on Him. He's alive. He's alive.
Angels rejoice and the demons tremble.
He is alive, He is alive.
My hope is new and my faith rekindled.
He is alive, He is alive.
Conquering death so the world can see. He is the Lord and the King of kings. Nothing's the same when your heart believes. He is alive. He's alive, He's alive. The grave could not keep its hold on Him. He's alive, He's alive. Yes, He was dead, but now He lives.
Rejoice!
checking with my timekeeper there, making sure you guys get your 15-minute break. No, I'm just kidding. You guys can go ahead and sit down. Just want you to know that this is just the first half of, actually it's the second half, isn't it? Because of those of you who were here earlier this morning, you missed out. So we're at the second service, and the third service is going to be a bang. But just wanted to tell you, you know, Scripture says that God causes the foolish things to what? My way of putting it is God takes the foolish things to stifle those who think they're wiser. You know, it's something that I've learned this year. You know, I don't share that much. I really like to share more in song. But, you know, this all started back in Christmas. Actually, I didn't really need to put in an envelope because mine started back in 2010. But, you know, the choir started singing back when we were way over in the trailer, just over that way. It's not way over there, but it's a double wide. And I think we had, David, how many? Where'd David go? Five or six. And we just started singing, mostly on Christmas, and then eventually we started doing some of the Easter services. But one of the things that has always been troublesome for me is making sure that when we're up there, we aren't distracting the spirits working. But you know, sometimes you can get to a place where you are distracting the spirits working, you don't even know it. So that's when I think God causes these foolish things to kind of come in. But you know, during this, and I wanted to kind of share this with the choir being here, that I really appreciate the work that they did during the holidays. Because a lot of times I was there the years past doing some of the work and some of the people were helping up. But this year was the first year that I didn't have to go out there. They actually got everything set up, got sound checks right, and it was just a joy. It was a relief. And God showed me that, you know, I can put my trust in. And actually that's what I had to do because I didn't show up till the last minute. I mean, actually, the day that they're supposed to be sitting up, I'm like, I feel like I need to go there. But he wouldn't let me go. I mean, I had other things. And so it's just like this was with Easter here, too, because, you know, everybody had something going on, and I'm sitting here thinking, how's this going to work, you know? And then yesterday kicked in, and that's when all the foolish things started happening. Right last minute, it started off with the washer. It was leaking all over the place. It's late at night. I got to be up the next morning to take care. I'm scrunching all kinds of time things and doing things. So then this morning I get on the road and realize my shoes are somewhere out on JTB. And then to top it off, if you looked at the program, some of you are probably thinking, that doesn't sound like the song that's written here. I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to give you an example of how that even though one individual may think they're in control, they're not. Because if you'd have noticed the song that Amelia sang, is that the right word I want to use? Amalgamated, right, or blended in with the next song we were going to do, which was Crown Him with Many Crowns. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is that it's not about us. It really isn't. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about walking in the Spirit and being sensitive. And just like Josh shared, you know, at that last moment he didn't feel it was right to. He didn't think that was the right people to be giving that to, the card. I think that everybody's had that tug in their heart when they know God's telling you to do something, and we have a choice to make. So I hope you make that choice today, those of you who may not know the Lord Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, or those of you who need a closer relationship with Him. You know, it's an interesting sign. I shared this with a couple of individuals yesterday. I saw it on a church sign. It said, to be almost saved is to be completely lost. Think about that before we go into the next service, too. If you think you're almost there, you're not. So think about that. God bless you, and we'll see you at the regular service.